Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in former Titans wide receiver and co-host of Nate and TD, Nate Washington. Nate, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Fellas, how y'all doing this morning, man? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It's good. A pleasure to have you. Nate, I want to start with the Titans game against the Ravens, a dramatic win in overtime. Derrick Henry walks it off 30-24 on Sunday. What did that Titans win against the Ravens tell you about this group?
Jesus Christ, man. First of all, they sent me into extreme panic mode multiple times throughout that game. But, you know, this has just been indicative to what this team has been about this year. You know, they're going to play till the clock says zeros. They're going to give their all. This game, a game will never be over for them until it's over, you know. And it's just been going a lot similar to the other games. And Sunday was a test of time. I think they stuck with their game plan. You know, they did what they could. You know, I think throughout the duration of the game, you know, I think not only us as fans, but I'm sure there's some things that they would address differently. But, you know, throughout the game Sunday, it went exactly as I hoped it would. You know, I was hoping that Titans would pull off a tough win, but definitely going to be some things to address, but definitely going in the right direction.
As a receiver watching A.J. Brown bulldoze through half the Ravens' defense, Nate, what were your thoughts in that moment?
Man, well, you know, that's just what he does, man. A.J., he plays like almost like a tight end. Him and I've made mention to him and D.K. on our show on Friday nights, and their ability with their size is just natural, as you know. It's just To be able to wake up and be that big. You know, I'm pretty sure these guys put in tremendous work in the weight room, but, you know, that size alone with that will and that attitude is a tremendous attribute for a guy like AJ. He does such an awesome job of using his size, creating space after the run, taking the contact after the run, and doing, you know, amazing job of creating more yards. So, just indicative of what he's been doing all year and his physical ability that he brings to the table. And, man, I mean, that play in itself, I was so excited about it that I really was kind of numb at the time that it happened because I was still upset about the run game at the time. But, man, that play in itself, you know, definitely is indicative to what A.J. Brown brings to the table, a big, fast guy that does an awesome job of playing through contact.
Nate, you brought up the run game there, and it was so much fun following along with your Twitter account on Sunday in the game because I felt like you and I and a lot of Titans fans were on the same wavelength. Like, Derrick Henry is out here just running through the Ravens defense in the second half. Do you feel like the Titans maybe sometimes are guilty of getting away from Derrick Henry on drives when they don't really need to?
Well, you know what? I talked about this as well on our Friday night show, and it's almost like it's very reminiscent of the Seattle Seahawks New England Patriots game where Pete Carroll just outthought himself, got away from Marshawn Lynch, and decided to throw the ball. It's exactly reminiscent of that situation. You get guys that are your workhorses, your Marshawn Lynch's, your Adrian Peterson's, and now here it is, we have a Derrick Henry. And a lot of these coaches, they get into a think tanks where they outthink themselves. And instead of just sticking to the script of what they do so well a lot of times, I think, you know, they're so afraid, the offensive coordinators are so afraid that these teams are going to prepare to stop their, you know, their joker in their hand to make sure that they try to take that one trick out of that offensive playbook, you know, establishment that will get them over. And a lot of times they try to go for that priority that the offense has, which is Derrick Henry. But, you know, in this situation, I just felt like Sunday, it was just, you know, no matter what they did, I didn't feel like they were going to be able to stop it. I felt like the longevity of the physical run game throughout the duration of the game would definitely hurt the Baltimore Ravens. And I think, you know, at times that we just outthought ourselves. Art just called a play action. And I understand it's a difficult situation being in that box and calling those plays. But at the same time, when it's working, don't stop. You know, just continue to go press the issue, be unapologetic about it. I also mentioned this on Me and TD show, just being unapologetic about your operation and what you do best. And that's what the Titans do. They do best at running the game, running the ball, during that throughout the game, wearing the defense down and making sure that by the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, the team doesn't play anymore, doesn't want to play anymore. And I just seen the Baltimore Ravens ready to tap out a long time ago, but it was almost like the Titans were helping them out and calling play action, or there was a mishap there or a mishap here on a screen. And I just was like, man, finish the drives with these physical runs. If anything, they're going to be going out there next series prepared to try to stop you again, thinking in the back of their minds that they don't want to be out there and will give up everything. So I think in the end it just showed off. Obviously, Derrick was able to do what he did in the overtime run and seal the game for the Titans. But definitely, I think I'll tweet for everybody when I say that game could have been over a long time ago.
So, Nate, what do you make of the Titans' defensive effort Sunday? Do you see – I know it's a different kind of matchup, but do you see some things coming together other than health, obviously, because both sides of the ball are getting worse and worse there? But do you see some progress?
Definitely seeing some progress. I'm seeing some fight on the back end, some attitude. Even, you know, I think I've also spoke about Malcolm Butler and knowing him personally and knowing that, you know, especially as a defensive back, you're going to have to be okay with being beat every now and again, but still remaining with extreme confidence. And I knew Malcolm would be able to accomplish that, but, you know, to see this guy borders on the other side, you know, to see his ability coming along and his confidence starting to build and him being able to make plays on the ball, make plays on the receiver in split seconds to create, you know, separation of the ball or getting pass breakups and those things, to see that confidence coming along from the other side where, you know, unfortunately, the issue with Jonathan Joseph didn't work out. You know, kind of a question mark in the air of what Desmond King was going to be able to do when he came in. But, you know, them remaining to a specific slot or nickelback responsibility for Desmond is giving Borders an opportunity to play here. And he's been stepping up and making some plays. So it's been coming along. You know, I think a lot of the things that were in question just about the competitive nature of what the secondary brought to the table is definitely increasing and becoming better. But obviously this front seven, you know, the size of what Jeffrey has been able to do on a consistent basis, Harold's ability to now make his flash plays throughout this year of his career, and see a couple other guys be able to get pressure on the quarterback. You know, I would still love to see the full potential come through and increase. But obviously, definitely, I can see the defense becoming better, becoming more in sync, understanding what, you know, the defensive coordinator, Bowden is trying to accomplish and trying to play more with continuity. I think it's going to have to be a trust factor with all of the interchanging guys coming out due to injuries. But obviously, with a coach like Coach Vrabel and a no-nonsense of understanding that when you're in there, you're going to have to get your job done, I believe that, you know, it's all about strategy and understanding what you want to get done as a defense and not who's necessarily in that spot. You know, these guys are professionals. They're going to do what they can to make sure that they're fulfilling their role. But I just see a better continuity and a better competitive nature coming from this team on the defensive side of the ball. And at the end of the day, you know, as a former player, as a now fan, I think that's pretty much all you can ask for in this situation due to, you know, obviously COVID protocols and all those things going on. You know, I understand it's going to be interchanging bodies with injuries, but more than all, being a fan, I want to see competitive nature. I want to see guys that are going to go out and compete and have an attitude and a will to win, and I'm starting to see that on the defensive side of the ball.
Former Titans wide receiver and co-host of Nate and TD, Nate Washington on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Nate, Titans now 7-3, obviously a huge game coming up on Sunday against the Colts. It didn't go their way against Indy a couple of weeks ago. What do you make of this matchup on Sunday against the Colts, and do you think the Titans can get their revenge in this game?
Definitely. Next Thursday will be interesting. This is one thing I'll say. You know, we've, even from back during the days of playing, we've always, as an organization, in my opinion, have had issues with playing the Colts. We play the Texans well. We've had split years with them. We've had split years with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but the Colts are a very disciplined, well-rounded team, and they've always been that way, from their offense to their defense to their special teams. They play a full 60-minute game. It's going to be difficult to beat a team like that, but definitely they are capable of being beat, you know. And as a team, you just have to go out there with the focus that, you know, correcting the mistakes that you've had in the past with this team is going to be imperative. They come out and they understand, you know, what they've done against you in the past, where they failed, and they try to address those issues. And they do a pretty good job as an organization in addressing those issues. And I feel like, you know, the Titans are going to have an opportunity here next Thursday to, you know, get a split decision here throughout the season and make it a tough AFC South with winning the whole division, if they can do what they're capable of, you know, being strategic about their approach offensively, understanding their weaknesses and what this Colts offense is strength of what they're able to accomplish. They're a quick pass team. They do a good job of running the ball, which is a lot of, you know, the Titans defense weakness, you know. But I also feel like that this is something that the Titans defense can approach. And when it comes down to special teams, it's definitely just going to have to come down to a will to and a discipline for the Titans, because, you know, this is also a very well-structured Colts team, as I stated, and they play well on all three phases. So definitely an opportunity for the Titans to come out and play some good ball. But, you know, this is an organization and a coach that we as an organization and the Titans have struggled with tremendously throughout the year, just trying to play a full, well-disciplined 60-minute game and understanding, you know, it may not be a rival, you know, nationally throughout the NFL and recognized, but this is definitely a situation, especially here of late, as far as the Titans organization goes and how well they've been playing throughout, you know, the end of seasons and making it to postseasons here these last couple of seasons. This is a huge game, you know, facing this organization and the Colts. It's a huge hurdle for the Titans to get over, and they're definitely going to have to address some huge elephants in the room if they're going to have to do that, because, you know, this is an opportunity that they can't pass, and it's available for them if they correct all the issues that they've had.
Former Titans wide receiver and co-host of Nate and TD, Nate Washington, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Nate, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on, guys. Anytime.
Absolutely. Nate. Great stuff there from Nate Washington, and he brought it up. It's what Ryan Porth was talking about a couple weeks ago. The Colts have been a struggle for the Titans. Nate Washington has seen it firsthand, and now as good a time as ever to start to reverse that trend a little bit heading into this game against Indy on Sunday.
Ryan Porth believes.
Look at him. He believes. I can see it.
We'll get to that later in the week.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Nate was on that team that lost to Dan Orlovsky in the Colts when the Colts were winless. One of many chapters within this matchup that went the Colts' way.
Why didn't we bring that up when Orlovsky was on?
We should have. When he comes on again, we'll talk about it with him.
I wonder if that's still like a warm memory for
Take us through that game where you just – what did he throw for that in that game? Like 87 yards and he beat the Titans?
Is that what it was?
It was not much more than that. It was like 112 yards or something. Pretty crazy.
Donald Brown ran for like 220 in that game for the Colts.
The Donald Brown.
I'm probably exaggerating, but it certainly felt like it.
It was all over the place.
Wow.
When we come back, Titans got some decisions to make this offseason in terms of some contracts they're going to hand out. Why, there's one guy I think has to be a priority heading into this offseason. We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.